ask one of the most burning questions that some people have, and that's, where's my stuff? Yeah. Welcome back to the Financial Fitness Show. I am Chip Cummings, your host. We're turning mind power into money. And in fact, we're doing something a little bit different today. We're talking about how to protect the things that you've got. And I saw this book. I absolutely love the title. And so I had to get in touch with Sergeant Mark Buscena, who is with us. Mark is a veteran police officer with 34 years of experience. And during that time, he's worked on patrol, investigations. He was a canine handler. Oh, those fun dogs. And since 1992, he's been and continues to be a supervisor in the police department's Crime Prevention and Community Services section. He's a graduate of the National Crime Prevention Institute in Louisville, Kentucky. He is the author of 5 books on crime prevention, including the one that caught my attention called Kick-Ass Home Security. Veteran police officer reveals simple ways to protect yourself from burglars, thieves, and other scum of the earth. And man, that's what they are. If you've ever been a victim of crime, you know exactly where we're coming from. He's appeared on many television and radio programs. He does a CBS show, Crime Prevention Tip of the Week. And it is just a pleasure to welcome Sergeant Mark Buscena to the program. Mark, how are you?
Well, Chip, I'm just fantastic. And thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show today. The pleasure is all mine.
Well, no, it is great to talk to you. And, you know, I was serious. When it comes to creating wealth, one of the things you need to learn how to do is protect your stuff. And there has got to be no worse feeling in the world than coming home and finding that your place has been violated, your stuff is gone. And you've seen hundreds and thousands of people that have gone through that experience. That's got to be really, really, it's just got to bug the crap out of you, doesn't it?
Exactly. You know, there's really 3 costs really connected with residential burglary and why you should care about it. One is, just like you said, it's the financial cost. You know, if somebody gets in your home, they steal a bunch of your stuff, well, not only do you have to spend time running around replacing all that, but you've got to pay to get it all replaced. So that's one cost. Second cost is really the psychological cost. You know, if somebody gets into your home, are you ever really going to feel safe there again? Now, I had a friend whose car was stolen, and she was one of the lucky ones. She got her car back, but she just felt like she was so violated with her car being stolen that she couldn't keep her car anymore. Now, can you imagine if somebody got into your home? You got to wonder, what did they do while they were in there? You know, did they paw through all your personal stuff, or, you know, lay in your bed or use your bathroom? Or you may never really feel safe or comfortable in that home again.
Well, you hear stories about people that, you know, they go in and, you know, the liquor cabinet or use your kitchen or, like you said, your bathroom, or sleep in your bed, for Pete's sakes. I mean, a car is one thing, but that would be something that I think would really bug just about everybody out there.
We have had cases where people have come in and they find somebody not only sleeping on their couch, but we find them sleeping in their bed. They've showered in their shower and they've used their bathroom. I mean, that is pretty creepy. So that's one more good reason why you want to try to keep people out of your home.
Well, let's get to some of the basics here, Mark. I know that obviously people are you know, tuned in to keeping their doors locked or alarm systems. Do alarm systems really work if somebody wants to get in?
Well, yes. Alarm systems aren't designed to keep anybody out. I mean, that your locks are designed to keep people out. The alarm system is designed to deter people from attempting to break in from the alarm sticker on the outside of your home, or to announce to you that if you're in the house and somebody breaks in, the alarm goes off and sounds. And it's to help roll the police starting getting you some help. But your alarm system, that's not your primary source of protection. That's going to be your locks and your hardware on your door. So that's probably really where we should start this discussion.
All right. Well, what sort of locks then and hardware do you recommend in order to keep people out?
Install and use deadbolt locks. Deadbolt locks, while there's no guarantees in life, there's no guarantees in crime prevention, but if you install and use deadbolt locks, you're going to greatly reduce the likelihood of you being a victim of burglary. Now, that means you've got to use it. Now, an unlocked lock is the same as not having a lock. Typically, we lock our doors before we go to bed at night. We know we lock the deadbolt. But when we go to work in the morning, we turn the thumb knob, and then we shut the door, And unless you actually put the key in the lock and lock the deadbolt, that deadbolt's not doing any good.
Right.
Lock your doors. Now, even before that would be close your doors. I mean, as unusual as it sounds, we have cases where people, not only aren't they locking their doors, they're not even closing their doors. An open garage door, for instance, is an open invitation to a thief.
Mm-hmm.
Most crimes are crimes of opportunity. Somebody goes down the street, they see a garage door open, go in, steal some tools, or steal a bike.
Wow, yeah, that's just inviting them in. I mean, that's way too easy.
It is. Same with a dorm. You leave your dorm door open, somebody comes in, steals an iPod. Well, close your doors. Next, lock your doors. And lock your doors when you're home and when you're away from home, but also when you're home as well. I mean, it only takes a minute. You're in the shower. Somebody comes in, door's unlocked, steals your purse, and they're gone.
Yeah, they could do that in seconds. Now, I know in the book, one of the things you talk about are the three things that burglars don't like. What are those three top things that they can't stand?
Well, they don't like to make a lot of noise. They don't like to take time, and they don't like to be seen. So everything we talk about is designed to make them make noise, take time, be seen. Now, some people will argue that if a burglar wants to get in bad enough, he'll get in, right? Well, yeah, he'll get in, but not without making a lot of noise and being seen. A good example, that would be the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
The fire department wants to get into your home. He can't get in. So they got those big carbide saws. They basically saw a hole in the wall. And
yeah, the they'll find a way to get in.
Watching that. The whole neighborhood's going to be out watching that. A burglar doesn't have that luxury. They can only spend a minute or two at the scene. And that's what you're trying to do, keep them out for that minute or two. Then they spend too much time. Then they're going to be seen. They got to move on before they get seen.
Well, then it would sound to me like most burglaries occur at night when it's hard to detect these guys, right?
Well, wrong. You would think, but it's not an overwhelming majority, but more happen during the daytime. And if you think about it, yeah, it kind of makes sense. A burglar doesn't want to get caught. A burglar wants to enter a home that nobody's in, so more than likely the homes are going to be unoccupied more during the daytime. So that's more so when burglars happen during the daytime.
Is it more prone to people that are in certain areas? I mean, obviously you've got the inner city and you've got somebody way out in the middle of nowhere and everything in between. But do burglars like going out in the middle of nowhere because there's less chance of getting caught?
Well, you got to understand that crime rates vary from state to state, by city, by location, by street, by even apartment building. Now, if you are in a very rural area, well, I think the rural area crime rates are going to be much lower than your city crime rates.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, not necessarily. But if you are in a rural area without a whole lot of neighbors, that's where you kind of run into a problem where the argument starts to become a little bit truer that if somebody wants to get in bad enough, they'll get in.
All right.
There are some things you can do to, if you don't have any neighbors close by, you know, to see, you got to take some more steps to try to keep them out. And that's probably where your alarm system would come in.
Now, that certainly makes sense. Well, straight ahead, we're going to be talking about the dangers of social media and what that can do to invite a burglar into your house. Don't go anywhere. You're with the Financial Fitness Show. We're turning mind power into money. Online sales, it's the lifeblood of any small business. Shopping carts, payment processing, automated customer follow-ups, coupon codes, order tracking. How can you find all the tools you need in one place without paying top dollar? Well, the solution is instant internet commerce. Hi, I'm Chip Cummings with the Financial Fitness Show, and for over 10 years, I've been using instant internet commerce small business solutions as my solution to running my online business. Over 25,000 businesses across the country rely on instant internet commerce to give them the tools they need to succeed, including instant emails to customers, automated tracking and follow-up autoresponders, pricing and inventory control, open rates, click-through rates, and instant payment processing. It's all there. If you run a small business or thinking about starting one, then you need a proven system that can help you manage your online business. Go to instantinternetcommerce.com to find out how they can help you streamline your business and get you on the fast track to success. Well, if you've ever had your house invaded, your car stolen, even your wallet stolen, you know that that just rubs you the wrong way. It makes you feel vulnerable. Really makes you mistrust people, and it is something that you can help prevent. And with us right now, again, we've got Sergeant Mark Buscena, who's with us here on the Financial Fitness Show. Welcome back. Also got your questions, 888-696-7747. Now, Sergeant, before the break, we were talking about some of the things that you can do to sort of protect yourself and some of the likely areas that burglars like, whether it's the time of day or the area. But let me ask you about one other thing that has seemed to creep up in terms of the world of theft, and that is identifying targets by use of the internet and more particularly social media.
Yeah, man, you hit the nail on the head there.
It's got to be a big one for you, isn't it?
That technology is changing so fast that is like a whole nother industry trying to select crime victims via the social networking. Now, we used to tell people, don't leave notes on your door indicating your absence. The people would put a note up, stop the milk delivery. Now we're trying to get people to not advertise the fact on Facebook, or they send out a tweet or a picture of themselves like, well, here we are sunning ourselves in Cancun. Wish you were here. Ha ha. Well, anybody sees that, now they know that, man, these people are in Cancun. That'd be a good time to break into their home. So don't post your vacation pictures until you get back home.
Oh, yeah. And I got a quick story I can share. We went on vacation, and we don't publicize that stuff whatsoever. But my daughter had indicated that she was going to be dancing in a competition that was out of town. And a couple of her friends happened to see that and took the liberty to, during the vacation, come over and use the house. And so when we got back, we found that, there was a whole bunch of stuff that had been eaten and taken and stuff. It was not cool. But that was sort of an eye-opening experience. At least we could quickly identify who did it. But that really is an open invitation for somebody to come and start ransacking your joint.
Well, yeah. No, then you talk about, you got a good example there where it's almost like a third party is revealing the information. Kind of be careful about that, too, with your coworkers at work. Show them a little courtesy, too. Somebody calls up, for instance, and your phone's ringing, and I answer it, and, they're looking for, they want to talk Chip Cummings. Oh, Chip? Oh, no, he's not here this week. He and his wife were in Florida for 2 weeks. Vacation of a lifetime. Been planning it for months. Well, coworker, don't give that kind of information out about your coworkers, man. That's just not courteous, and that's just that giving another crime just an opportunity to occur.
Now, should we call the police department and let them know that we're going to be on vacation? I would think that's probably a little overkill. What, neighbors, friends, neighborhood watch kind of thing?
Here's the deal with calling the police department. That used to be in vogue probably years ago, but now the big departments, I doubt very highly if they do that. The smaller departments, you may be able to call them and ask for additional patrol, but you can't really make any guarantees that anybody's actually going to be able to swing by your house. I mean, that's just not realistic to swing by my house every day while I'm in Florida for the next 3 months and, check the house and water the plants and feed the cat. They're not going
to
do that.
I remember my grandmother used to do that, but not today.
Well, right. But instead, if you're going to be going out of town, notify a trusted friend or neighbor. Have them check on your house. Then if they see something wrong, then call the cops, and then we'll certainly respond.
All right. Let me ask you about a couple other controversial things. And one of them has to do with firearms in the home. We'll get to that one in just a second. But I also want to ask you about really being able to protect your stuff from an ID standpoint. If somebody does break in and steal your stuff, what's the likelihood that you're going to get this stuff back? Zero?
Well, it's zero if you don't report it. And that brings up a whole other issue. Now, for example, I just had somebody tell me that they had a couple handguns went missing out of their home. One a few months ago and maybe one a few weeks ago. Well, I said, did you report it to the police? Well, no, they weren't sure of the serial numbers, so they didn't think there was anything we could do about it anyway.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean, that's a little like going to the doctor. You jump up on the examining table and doctor comes in and says, what's wrong? And then you tell the doctor, well, you tell me, you're the doctor. Well, how's the doctor know what's going on unless you tell them what the symptoms are?
Right.
How's the police department supposed to know what the problems are unless you make reports. So,
no, that's a good
point.
Yeah,
if you don't make reports, we're not going to know what's going on. There's a good possibility that possibly we've already recovered those firearms, but because they haven't been reported, we don't know who they belong to. But to get back to your question, what's the likelihood of recovering your property? Well, some better than others, some not so good, if there's serial numbers on it, possibly. But
yeah, what about one of the tactics I know that I've had some people do before is go through their house with a video camera and videotape your stuff. Where it is, document, you know, conditions, serial numbers is great for insurance as well, but I would think something like that would help you guys.
Yes, I was just going to say your insurance man will love you if you do that. That's one of the problems when you have a loss is trying to prove to the insurance man what you're missing. So a good way to do that is have somebody work with you, grab a video camera, go through room by room. You know, first, for fire is another problem. You know, you have a fire and what was all burned up? Well, man, I can't remember what I all had. First, kind of go through the room and video the whole room, and then go with your partner. If you got guns, lay them all out on your bed. And one at a time, hold one up, read off the serial number, do the same with your electronics, and just go room to room. And then make sure you store that video off-site in case your house does burn down.
Oh, that makes sense. Now, how tough is it to install your own video security system in your home? Because, you know, we've got the audio ones that, you know, automatically dial up the alarm company. But from a video security standpoint, I would think that's gotten a lot more cost-effective and easy to do it yourself kind of thing.
It kind of depends upon your level of technology or your technological expertise. Now, there are some people that I would suggest you'd be much better off going to the Yellow Pages under CCTV or Closed Circuit TV and getting some bids. But, yeah, you're right. The technology is changing. So if you have any skills at all, you should be able to follow the directions and install your own Closed Circuit TV system. The big thing with CCTV, though, Closed Circuit TV, is that you may get a video, but unless you have the decent lighting or if the camera isn't in the right angle, you may, for instance, show the top of somebody's head or their feet or like a blur in the darkness. So you got to consider your lighting too.
Yeah, it gets a little tough to tell if that's a burglar or junior from next door. And if it's one and the same, I guess then you need a new neighbor. Let me ask you another thing in terms of something that's even more vulnerable, and that is theft of mail. You talk about this in the book. And again, if you're just joining us here on the Financial Fitness Show, we're talking with Sergeant Mark Buscena, who is a 34-year veteran of the police department. And Mark, in your book, you talk about this theft of mail situation. Is that an increase in crime? Is it just one of opportunity?
Well, that all ties in with identity theft. And that's like the fastest rising crime in the country right now is identity theft. And one of the ways people get your identity is by stealing your mail. So
do we start putting locks on our mailboxes or what?
Well, you can. You can get your mail delivered to a mail PO box where it's a little bit more secure. You got to be kind of careful when you mail your bills, if anybody mails bills. One of the problems or one of the things we see is when if you live in an apartment, you clip your outgoing mail onto the mailbox, and then you hope, you know, the mailman picks it up and somebody else doesn't pick it up. Well, outgoing mail, that should probably be taken to the post office and put into a drop box there. And for added security for mail delivered to your home, yeah, you can consider locking mailbox. And there's many of those on the market now, too. Basically, the mailman's able to put the mail in. And if you go to, you know, stick your hand in, there's some jaws and serrated edges and stuff that makes it tough for somebody to pull it back out.
That sounds serious, I tell you. Well, Mark, we could talk to you all day. Unfortunately, we're out of time in this segment. The book, again, is Kick-Ass Home Security. Veteran police officer reveals simple ways to protect yourself from burglars, thieves, and the scum of the earth. Where can they find the book, Mark?
Amazon.com.
Awesome. Well, Sergeant, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Come back and see us again sometime, will you?
Anytime you want me, I'll be there, Chip. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, you were the Financial Fitness Show. Straight ahead, it's your questions on anything under the sun. We're turning mind power into money.